Good morning, good people. This is Kipling Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we are joined in the studio by Miss Deirdre McDonald from the Bronze Lens Film Festival. Deirdre, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Kipling.
I wanted to ask you, before we kind of get into this year's festival, what was the impetus behind creating this festival for Atlanta?
Well, in 2010, and I'm so bad with dates, but 2010, the executive director for the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau thought that it would be great for Atlanta to have a destination festival that focused on African-American filmmakers. And that's because he was hearing a lot about Tyler Perry Productions and Rainforest Productions. And so he gave that charge to Kathleen Bertrand, who at the time was a senior vice president at the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau. And so there are several festivals around Atlanta that do focus on people of color, but she brought everybody together just to see if there was a place that a new festival could be. And so it was decided that we could have a place, and that would be to focus on the growing entertainment industry here, as well as to focus again on films of people of color.
And they seem to have had a lot of foresight, because 5 years ago we weren't being called the Hollywood of the South.
Absolutely. We're now celebrating our sixth year, and it is just amazing. I don't think we could have even foreseen the growth that this industry has made for our state as well as our city. And I think that's all due to the tax incentives that we have. There are organizations, especially Georgia Production Partners, who is a sponsor of ours, that worked very hard with the Georgia legislature in order to craft something that would be good incentives, because this is a business. And so even though we love our state, there have to be reasons why people would come to shoot. And so the basic bottom line is if you have a certain level in terms of your budget for production, you're eligible for the tax incentives, and that would be at 20%. You get a little 10% extra if you put that peach on the end of your credits. And we're seeing so many films now that have the peach, and also TV shows. And so they're getting 30%. And that's one of the best in the country. And then we have different assets. We have the geography of our state, because we have the coast, we have the mountains, we have urban areas, we have the best airport in the world, so people can come and go very quickly, and there are a lot of flights to get in and out. So those are just a few of the assets. And then we have a talent base. There are people that have been in this industry for years, and they've just been hanging in. So we, at one point when all of this first started, we didn't have a deep enough crew base. And so now so many people are moving to Atlanta, as well as so many people are getting trained in the industry, so that there are so many productions that can go on at the same time.
And now, do you see those productions and that energy and all of this creativity around film, is that impacting the films that are part of the Bronze Lens Festival? Are more Georgia films or more Georgia directors and creative people participating in the festival now?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of films that have been produced and shot here in Georgia, and they include feature films and shorts, and so we're very pleased. And not only are they just being done, we do have judges, and I now have national judges. When we first started, I was running to every Starbucks in town, giving professionals that I knew as judges that would be really good judges. But now we're able to have national, international, as well as local judges. And so in their selections, the several of the Georgia submissions have been selected.
And now tell me, for people who are listening to us this morning and they've got this flicker of an idea, or they've been doing some films on their iPhone or iPad. If they are interested in participating in the film festival, not in the audience, but actually participating, and I know it's too late for this year, but for next year, how are films selected, submitted? What would people have to do to be a part of it?
Well, they need to check out our website, www.bronzelens.com. And we open for submissions in mid-January. And the window stays open for some time until June. I don't know if we're going to shift our dates next year, but that's traditionally the window for submissions. And we get submissions from Atlanta, from around the country, as well as around the world.
I think that's amazing. So for the festival this year, the 2015 Bronze Lens Festival, it is kicking off on November 5th through 8th. Tell our listeners, what are some of the highlights or some of the things that are just not to be missed?
Well, you know, we even had to start one day early with a pre-festival screening, and that's called In the Morning. And that is a feature film, and we are very fortunate to have the Atlanta premiere for it. And it is very interesting because it's about a group of friends during the course of one day and their relationships. And it's very interesting. And I think it'll be very popular. And it has done well in film festivals around the country. And they just won an award in Italy. So that's very, very good. So that is our pre-festival opening. And then on the 5th, we will have our opening film, which is called Chapter and Verse. And that was directed by Jamal Joseph. And he came to our festival several years ago with a documentary on Sonia Sanchez. And it was really very, very good. He has written a book called Panther Baby because he grew up during the time of the Black Panthers. He's even been part of the documentary that Nelson George has. But this is a particular film that's very good. It's about a man who gets out of prison and his adjustment to society. And one of the lead characters is Atlanta's own Amari Hardwick. And so we always love to see him on the screen. And so he's got a big fan base here in Atlanta.
I think that is great. Now, one of the names that I saw as one of the people participating was Suzanne DePass. And I've met her a couple of times. And I remember she was responsible for Lonesome Dove, which was the best viewed miniseries ever. I think it still is one of the best viewed miniseries ever. And so she's going to be interacting with the festival. Can you just...
Absolutely. We were so thrilled that she consented to be an honoree for the Women's Superstar Luncheon. And so we're going to do something different with her than we've ever done at the luncheon. And I must say that this is a very popular, elegant luncheon that gives credit where credit's due for people that are both in front of and behind the lens. And so because of her stature, we wanted to do something different. So Macy's has sponsored a conversation with her. So during the luncheon, we're going to set aside some time, and Karen Greer is going to have a conversation with her. And it should be really great because she's been in the business a long time.
I gave my age away talking about Lonesome Dove.
Well, you know, syndication. Maybe you saw it that way.
So you were mentioning your website. Could you give our listeners the timing, the dates, the locations, where they should be, how they can get engaged with the festival?
Well, there is so much going on all over the place. You really do have to check out the website. We have daytime screenings at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, which is our host hotel. And that's also where we have workshops and panels. And the luncheon takes place there as well. I would like to say that on that Thursday, BET is sponsoring All Shorts All Day. And that is phenomenal because I think shorts are the stepping stone for our next feature filmmakers. And we have outstanding shorts. And I must thank BET for once again offering a prize of $5,000 to the best in the shorts category. So we're so thrilled with that. And we have quite a few Atlanta and Georgia filmmakers that are there, but also from all around the country. We're going to have international films on Saturday at the Hill Auditorium, where the Woodruff Arts Center is. And so those films will be like from Barbados, Haiti, just several places around the world. And we're so happy that with our relationship with the French consulate, they are bringing in someone who's considered to be the premier African filmmaker, Abrahani Sissaku. He's won the equivalent of what's like five Oscars. And we will be screening Timbuktu and having a conversation with him after. And that he is amazing. We're so honored that he has taken time out of his schedule, worldwide schedule, to come to Atlanta. We have The Man in 3B that's going to be on Friday night. And we're very excited about that. We first showed it at the Neighborhood Awards. We curate the films for the Neighborhood Awards, and this was the second year we did it. And that film is a lot of fun. It's really good. It's about people living in a building, and there's their relationships. Lamon Rucker is in it, as well as Breeley Evans. And she's going to be one of the people that's going to receive an award at the Women's Superstar Luncheon. I could go on all day.
It sounds amazing. I'm going to ask, though, one more thing, because you mentioned that there are going to be workshops and seminars. So again, for our listeners out there, it might not be them, but they may have a niece or a nephew who's fooling around with films or shorts, or it may be someone who wants to be in front of the camera. Although I try to share with people, there's so many more jobs behind the camera than in front of the camera.
Yeah, you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Could you just share with us some of the workshops that people might, who've got that little creative bent, but they need a push to try to, you know, get over the idea into something real. What are some of the workshops that people should be aware of?
Well, Ruben Cannon, again, is going to do the producers roundtable, and he's bringing in top-notch producers like Shelby Stone, who just won 4 Emmys for Bessie, Paul Garnes, who is Ava DuVernay's go-to producer. She raves about his skills. And we just have wonderful people on that panel. We have something, let me not even say that this is limited to people that are aspiring filmmakers or actually in the film business. This is an excellent place to network if you're already in the business. But we're also reaching out to people who can tap into the $5 billion that is coming into this state. And so we have an outstanding workshop. It's a 3-hour workshop about becoming a camera-ready vendor. And you can just go to that workshop, or you can get a festival pass and go to the whole thing. So you can really get a full picture. And I think that's going to be a wonderful opportunity, because this is a business. They need to have dry cleaners that can stay open overnight and deliver the clothes the next day. They need to have caterers, electricians, carpenters, you name it, painters. So it's like, how can you get into the business? We're finding now that over 23,000 people are now employed in the movie and television making business in Georgia.
I think that is just amazing. And I'm going to give the website one more time. It's Bronze Lens, and that's BRONZELENS.com. This is a festival with films, with shorts, with documentaries, but also with workshops and panels. And I love what you just said, this becoming a camera-ready vendor. Because again, I'm not in the industry, but I know that there are many more jobs and opportunities behind the camera than in front of the camera.
People that are doing travel schedules, it's just in the accounting office, you know, all of that. Also, since we're here on the campus of Clark Atlanta University, definitely let me mention the fact that we have a student track. This is our second year for doing the student track, and it is really a great opportunity for students to come together. And we have specially designed workshops for them, including Shelby Stone is going to speak to them. We have the manager of NBC Universal's Emerging Writers Workshop. She will be their luncheon speaker. We have different workshops, including a PA workshop, production assistant workshop. And I have to say that when I taught here at Clark Atlanta University, one of the students that I had went to the DGA program, which is a highly competitive program.
That's the Directors Guild of America.
Absolutely. Highly competitive. And she worked on films in L.A., and she has moved back to Atlanta. She is a working professional, but she is going to really show people how it really works if you should be a PA. We even have somebody that's going to demonstrate storyboarding. If somebody is an artist, directors need somebody to help visualize the scenes, and he is a professional storyboarder. It's just amazing.
I've learned so much just listening to you for a minute. I want to also just bring up this one workshop that you haven't mentioned, but the foray into fashion and film, because we've got a lot of listeners who are on that fashion, you know.
Absolutely. Every year we try to focus on some kind of craft in the business. And this one is being led by Theo Tyson, who is very much in the know about what is needed to deal with costuming. And when you talk with her, she's just so informative. She's brought wonderful people from costume designers to shoppers. There's a gamut of people that are involved with wardrobe. So they'll talk about their positions, but then they'll also talk about, so how do you deal with the character? What reflects the character? How does that show in what they wear? And as she says, how do you find a bikini when it's off season? When you need to do things, you have to develop contacts. So it's going to be a fun, very informative.
Hey, I know about five people who would love to get paid to shop. Well, Deirdre, I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing with us about the 6th Annual Bronze Lens Film Festival. Again, the website is bronzelens.com. That's BRONZELENS.com. And the festival is taking place November 5th through 8th. But you need to check the website because we've got some pre-festival stuff going on.
Right.
So check the website for all of the details.
And, you know, please let me interject one thing. On Sunday, we have the traditional Cinema and Social Justice Sunday. And we think that that's part of the character of Atlanta. So we've always had that. And so we're going to show the film 3.5 minutes, 10 bullets. And that's about Jordan Davis, who, as you recall, in 2012 was shot because
someone thought his music was too loud.
Mm-hmm. And so his mother and uncle will be there for the talk back after. So it's, and she's on a mission, and we really want to share that with people.
And that's Atlanta's own. That was an Atlanta teen that was visiting in Florida. And thankfully, I believe that the person who committed that crime just got life in prison.
So
there are good results that can come out of this kind of agitation for social justice. So I'm so glad that that is part of the Bronze Lens Festival. And as you said, Deirdre, that's part of the DNA of Atlanta.
Yes.
So it should definitely be.
And then our closing night film is A Baby for Christmas, and it's Swirl Films. And they are very prolific in terms of filmmaking, and they're based here in Atlanta. So that'll be fun to close it out on that Sunday night.
You have not mentioned anything that I'm not interested in.
Me too.
I hope a lot of our listeners are going to come out and support the Atlanta Bronze Lens Film Festival, November 5th through 8th. Thank you, Deirdre.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.